Get the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, we've all been waiting for the United Nations Security Council get together this year. We've been eagerly expecting this. Well, maybe not. But anyhow, out of Russia, the Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Rybakov, he said that presently not one visa has been issued to the Russian delegation that is to attend this United Nations Security Council this year. And he said that Washington, and this is out of RT.com, it must allow the arrival of the foreign minister's plane without any conditions. We're at war with Russia. The U.S. must greenlight Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov's flight to New York so he can attend the UN event at the end of April. The clearance delay is incomprehensible, he said. U.S. authorities have not yet sanctioned the arrival of the aircraft. Moscow expects the Americans to promptly grant the flight permission without any conditions or restrictions. So according to Antonov, journalists traveling with the Russian delegation are supposed to have their visa appointment by March 31st. But the U.S. canceled the meeting without any explanation. And things are still up in the air. He said, we urge Washington to immediately issue visas for our delegation as well as for our journalists. Failure to do so is a violation of the United States obligations as host country of the U.N. headquarters, which impedes the appropriate full-fledged functioning of the organization. So I just thought I'd begin with that because we'll lead into why this is kind of important. You see, sanctions on Russia, sanction them financially, try to cause a conflict. We're at war. It's an undeclared war, but nevertheless war. You know, the American people, we really don't want any more wars. So what they do, the people that make these decisions, is they don't involve us in the matter. We don't have any say. Empire will do what it wants to do, when it wants to do it, winter, summer, day, or night. Now, U.S. Congressman Ron Paul, he said, quote, I do believe there's been a coup. It's been taken over. A coup. And it's been taken over. And if I want to and if I can, I want to just put the date in my mind. And anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years when this coup took place. But I have picked November 22nd, 1963. That was the day that Kennedy was murdered by our government, by the CIA. This is Senator Ron Paul. Congressman, I'm sorry. So, time as time goes on, the truth on all matters comes out. We can't hide, especially in this digital world that we're in, with the technology and the access to information. The government can no longer hide what it does. Now, I've been speaking about China and Russia. They have basically declared that they are the countries that are going to rule the new global order. They are going to replace the unipolar global system of the United States of America. And they have made that declaration almost 3 weeks ago. And now, other nations in the world, they are following the lead of Russia and China. What Russia and China, and especially what these two nations have been doing in the Middle East, in Asia, Central Asia, Europe, they have started a international revolt. Internationally, nations are in complete rejection of American world hegemony. Even the European nations are taking a second look. They're clear in the back of their minds. They're watching China and Russia and the boldness to stand against the globalists of America and Europe, Klaus Schwab, Pilgrim Society in England, London, in New York. The nations have made a declaration, we will join together and we will stand against America's hegemony. This is what we're witnessing. Well, it's spreading. We'll be back. I'll tell you where it's spreading to. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 7 to 8 foot tall autumn glazed maple trees, now only $139.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall Austrian pine trees, now only $279.99. The early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now at the Tree Farm.
You come take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, and you look forward to going to work every day, come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Thank you.
nations haven't been able to stand up. There's been an inability of the nations to stand up and to push back at America's hegemonic plans. And because of that, for the last 70 years, America has basically ruled the world. But finally, two nations, Russia and China, have made their decision. They're not going to take it anymore. And they have shaken the international community. The American people don't realize this quite yet. They're looking in the wrong place. They don't see what has happened. But everywhere in the news, the politicians in this country are talking about, we, America, we are losing our power. We are losing our authority. We're losing control. And all the politicians in Washington, D.C., now they're becoming patriotic. Now they are saying, you know what? We better start working together because the international community is revolting. It's too late. You can't change it. Russia and China, they're going to be the nations jointly presently to bring in an alternative to the global order of the West. And the Russian and Chinese and all the other BRICS nations, the other nations that have asked to become members of the BRICS network, these nations are already, the momentum is moving. There's a shift, a big shift. The big shift that has taken place is in the Middle East. It is a massive, massive, I don't know how to explain it other than I'll just give you some headlines here. Okay. Russia, China are working together with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has for the last 6 months been giving the middle finger to empire. And China is working deals with Saudi Arabia and Iran. These two countries are in dialogue, and it doesn't stop there. Let's see what else is happening that is very important. And before I tell you what is happening, I got to take you back to the time in the early 1900s, T.E. Lawrence. See, the Arab nations were not really, these are the tribes of Ishmael, Abraham's first wife through Hagar. The nations of Ishmael in the Bible in Genesis says at the end of the world, in the time before Christ's return, 100 years, and especially in the last decade, these families of Ishmael are going to become powerful. They're going to become princes and dukes in the world. And this has happened. And also, Jacob had a twin brother, Esau. Esau's children would also be here. And Esau's children and Ishmael, these families would work together. And they would become very important in the Middle East. This couldn't come about until T.E. Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia. What he did, this man fulfilled prophecy. He's the individual British spy who basically went into the Arab world, and he began a movement, and he told these Arab princes, the shepherds, the nomads, that as long as you fight amongst yourself, you're going to be a little people. And they began to listen, first of all. Then they began to realize they were sitting on reservoirs of oil, riches. And T.E. Lawrence, these Arab nomads began to send their children to English universities. universities in Egypt, elsewhere. And they became, like God said in the book of Genesis, they would become the nobles. They would become the princes and the dukes of the Middle East in the time in which we are living. Well, they have still continued. Then they begin to unite. But what kept them divided is America, the British, the Dutch, the French, other European nations kept these people from really working together. But then eventually you get the OPEC nations, you get, they began to work in groups, collectives, and they became more powerful, but they still have been at each other's throat. And what has kept them coming at and divided is Islam. In Islam, you have these factions, those that say that they're the relatives of Muhammad, fighting those who are the faithful worshipers in Islam, who say they're, because of their fervency, they are Muhammad's children. So there's a big war through the religion. Then you have the United States in Syria funding some of these Muslim terrorist groups to fight other Muslim terrorist groups. But God said there would be a time when these Arab nations would be a great people. And they are. And they're going to get a little greater. Saudi Arabia is the big brother of the Arab world. They're the big brother. There's going to come a time when Syria is going to be reduced to just not the big brother any longer, not the strong brother, not the wealthiest brother, just a brother, because something's going to happen. Now, as these nations begin to work together, this is a big threat to the nation of Israel, not just to the United States, but and not to just the rest of the world, but to Israel. China, Russia has given these nations in the Middle East the you might say, the push and the desire to stand up and resist, to continue to resist, and to not allow America to dictate to them any longer. Now, I said that, just a little history. Thank you, T.E. Lawrence. If it hadn't been for you, these Arab brothers would not be great. He began something to make the Arab families what they are today. And really, they are really great nations. They really are. But, okay. So, Russia and China, they have joined together to restore global peace. And now what happens is two enemies in the Middle East, Qatar and Bahrain, they have decided to come and begin to visit and have dialogue. This is out of AlJazeera.com. Qatar and Bahrain are resolving a year-long dispute and restoring diplomatic ties. Delegates from the two countries met on Wednesday, yesterday, at the headquarters of the Gulf Cooperation Council. This is one of these groups that are helping to unite these nations, the General Secretariat in the Saudi Empire, Riyadh. The country's foreign ministry said in separate statements, both sides met to enhance the Gulf unity and integration. America doesn't like it. America, they're up in arms. The globalist West, the Luciferian Illuminati global West is upset because they have competition. They're not going to be able to take over the world like they wanted. They're only going to be able to take over a part of the world. America, Canada, some of the European nations, probably not France. France has made it, is bolting out of the controlling arms of America. Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Bahrain's Ministry of Foreign Affairs have sat down to discuss resolving a feud that dates back to 2017. That year, Bahrain, along with Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, they imposed a blockade on Qatar over claims it was too close to Iran and backed hardline groups. Back in January, Bahrain's Crown Prince and the Qatari Emir had a phone call to discuss their differences. The beginning, and these nations are thinking, we've got to join together, and if we join together, we can push back against empire. The four Arab countries had banned Qatari planes and ships from using their airspace and waters and cut trade links. In 2021, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and Egypt resumed these ties, although the UAE and Qatar have yet to open their respective embassies. The restoration of ties comes amid a number of other efforts to resolve regional disputes between Iran and Saudi Arabia. This is another. We'll talk about that in a second. Then, this is out of Fox News. This was yesterday. Syria, Tunisia restored diplomatic ties after the decade with appointment of a new ambassador in Damascus. Syria is going to reopen its embassy in Tunisia after the North African country announced the appointment of a new ambassador to Damascus, the Syrian media reported yesterday. Tunisia is the latest Arab state to reestablish diplomatic ties with Syria after cutting off relations a decade ago. This is big news. This is massive. It's bad news for empire. It is good news for the multipolar nations that have made a decision collectively to push back against America's world hegemony. Tunisia shut down its embassy in Damascus in 2012. Saudi Arabia, again, the big brother, is hosting the Arab League summit in May. See, the big brother, Saudi Arabia, was the only nation of the Arab nations, of the Arab families, of the children of Ishmael, is the only nation that could have and did invite Donald Trump to the Middle East to speak to the Arab world. The only nation, the other nations could not have done it. Not one other nation. Only the prince of all the princes, Saudi Arabia. The prince, the head prince, you might say, of Ishmael. This prince was able to invite the American President Donald J. Trump to a 2.5-day meeting with all of the Arab families, and Donald Trump said, your extreme terrorism in your nations is destroying you, will destroy your future, destroy your children, and destroy your kingdoms. And they listened, and they quit funding that extreme terrorism. Iran continues to fund it. Other nations continue to fund it. And the United States, we fund it to keep the brother divided. We're going to be back. This is the scenario at the end of the world. And we are not the end of the world, but the end of time before Christ returns.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey JaQuint, at 602-909-9048.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care?
But when you begin to see things through the eyes of the Bible, from prophecy from 2,000-3,000 years ago and before, things make sense. You have all these children of Ishmael in these nations. Iran is not from the lineage of Ishmael. Iran is actually from the lineage of Japheth, one of Noah's three sons. So Iran and Russia are brothers, and the Iranians are not family with the Arab nations. They work with them, and what ties them together is Islam. But other than that, they're really not family. So now you have, this is out of Reuters.com, Saudi Arabia and Syria welcome thaw in ties, agreed to fight drug trafficking. No, they're not fighting the drug trafficking. No. This is really a subtle way to basically say we are going to agree to fight empire, but using a different term, drug trafficking. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan bin Abdullah, she'd be like me having a name like, you know, Rick Richard, Rodriguez Stein, like having a German name and a Russian name and a Spanish name and a, too many names for me. Prince Faisal bin Farhan bin Abdullah. He met with Syrian Minister of Foreign Affairs and expatriates Faisal Mikdad in Jeddah. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministers yesterday, on Wednesday. Isn't this interesting? All three of these these nations, they get together on the same day. They welcomed a thaw in bilateral ties, including steps to resume services and flights, and agreed to cooperate to fight drug trafficking and facilitate Syrian return to the Arab fold. Syria's return to the Arab fold. Wow, that is very interesting. So, all of the Arab family members, they are gathering together. And I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me, they are resisting empire. The empire resistance countries. So they meet in Saudi Red Sea, city of Jeddah, on Wednesday. Saudi Arab cut ties with Damascus amid Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's brutal crackdown on peaceful protests in 2011. Now, at the end of the article, it says he had to crack down. Why? Because empire was funding the protests. Yes? American CIA money. Congress, did Congress know about it? Probably, most likely. And what do they have to do? They go long. So they, the peaceful protest and backed rebel groups that fought to remove Assad from power. Syria was also suspended from the Arab League. But I'm going to tell you, right now, Bashar al-Assad is a win-win for Saudi Arabia, for Iran, for all of the nations in the Middle East, for all of these nations. It's a win-win that they work together. And the reason they can work together is because Russia and China, they know that if there are threats from America and American forces that want to move troops into the Middle East, they know Russia and China will back them. Russia and China will have their back. Pretty bold. These nations are getting pretty bold now. So they're trying to develop these and normalize links with Assad. Assad is really, he has, to a great degree, he's allowed true religious, I mean, there are a real Christian assemblies in Syria. I mean, Orthodox, Catholic, and he protects them. But America won't tell you that. Nobody will tell you that. All this comes weeks after Mikdad met with top diplomats of Egypt and Jordan for the first time in over a decade. Assad, with the help of his main allies, Iran and Russia, regained control over much of Syria. Saudi Arabia said it has been isolating, and this isolation is not working. In a joint statement on Wednesday, both sides agreed on the need for the Syrian state to assert its control over all its territories and end the presence of armed militias. Now, the armed militias, once again, most are being funded by America, by American military. There are advisors, there is money, there's intel. So all of this is happening, and then what happens? This is at zerohedge.com. Now, D.C. think tanks are seething with anger as Saudis welcome Syrian foreign minister. Again, the Saudi foreign minister, Faisal Mikdad, arrived in Saudi Arabia For the first time, a Syrian foreign minister has visited the kingdom since 2011. More than a decade-long war in Syria, which was heavily funded by the United States, by NATO, by the Gulf states, as part of a regime change, efforts to oust Bashar al-Assad. It saw not only the Saudis, but majority of Gulf countries formally sever ties and shutter their embassies. The top Syrian diplomat representing the country under far-reaching Washington sanctions was invited by the Saudi foreign minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan. It's another act of defiance on the part of the kingdom, or to put it another way, a bit of a slap in Washington's face, particularly in the harsh national security state and its pundits. Efforts to reach a political solution to the Syrian crisis that preserves the unity and to secure the stability of Syria. So, we're going to be back. The present truth.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
He's still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Join us for the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Find real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Keynote speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ben Tapper, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Tickets are on sale for only $20 until May 1st. They increase after that. Get your tickets today. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com or Eventbrite.com.
Okay, and then going on with this article out of ZeroHedge.com, the normalizing the relationship, these relations without a doubt, an extension of the China brokered peace deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Syria is Iran's closest ally It is also a hub of support to Lebanese Hezbollah. Washington, D.C.-based think tanks, such as the Middle East Institute, which receives significant funding from Gulf monarchies like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are not happy at these developments. The think tanks have long fueled the U.S. rhetoric of regime change in Damascus and played a role in whitewashing groups like Syrian al-Qaeda and other jihadists, representing them as merely moderate rebels, even while they committed horrific war crimes against the population. Funded by Empire. So there's a change, and these, not only the think tanks in the U.S., the politicians, Rubio's up in arms, even Ted Cruz now is up in arms. Now all of a sudden they're becoming very patriotic. Once these nations of the world are now fighting back, so to speak, now they are thinking, whoa, we're losing our power. We're losing our hegemony. And remember, most of these individuals, every one of these American politicians, every single one, not one excluded, are familiar with Project for a New American Century, a century. The American century, the century that we're in presently, this is the American century. That's what they say. Well, the Bible has something else to say about that. This is not the American century. This would be maybe the American 3 decades of control in this century, but that's it. By 2030, America will be no longer. By the end of 2030, we will be a destroyed nation. We're already in the process of being destroyed. We can't stop it. You destroy the culture, which was a strong culture based on Christianity, true religion, not false hypocritical religion, which is what most of Christianity in America and the evangelical churches especially have become. Just like ancient, just like the religious world at the time of Christ. Hypocritical. People can see through it. Don't do as they say. Do as they say, don't do as they do. Now, another thing is, after we left Afghanistan, the Taliban went in and they destroyed the poppy fields. And Syria and these other Arab nations have decided to work together to eliminate the drugs in their nations. In Syria, they're being accused of sending these amphetamines all over the world. And I believe it's true. I do believe they're probably doing a lot of drugs or creating a lot of drugs to send all over to fuel to facilitate their keep their country going. And what happened is this, if this is true about Syria increasing their drug traffic, then that is taking some of the profit away from the black budget money of the CIA. CIA is always one of her big black budget sources of income, has always been drugs. Or now in Afghanistan. But see, the thing is, they knew eventually they'd leave Afghanistan. So they've started operations probably, and I believe it, if I remember correctly, in South America. So they've just jumped continents, and they're still being funded heavily by black budget money operations in the drug industry. And in the Middle East, Syria is probably cutting into their profit. The world is, well, let's see, out of the New York Times, Latin America, populism is winning over democracy. And here's what America can understand. Why the people down there, they don't want things like national borders. They want national borders. They don't want open borders. They want religion. They don't want to turn girls and boys into, you know, girls into boys, boys into girls. They don't want this. They don't want endless wars. There's an article, the world could move toward Russia and China. This is true. The world is moving toward Russia and China. And in the New York Times, it said that the crusade for democracy vision risks being strategically self-defeating. Abroad, you simply cannot build the alliances required to contain China or Russia if you can't work with countries that don't embrace Anglo-American liberalism. Well, we're going to be back in a second to finish out. Rick Rodriguez.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Everyone's going to China. Everybody wants to talk to the Chinese. Emmanuel Macron, he's there last week. Today, the Germany's foreign minister is there today. And Macron, he basically, over the last week, it's been brought out that he broke with America and his own NATO allies to stand with China. Macron, he won't address a matter of China's possible invasion of Taiwan. And he tells the European nations, you don't want to get involved in this conflict. You don't want to have any part of it. Stay out of it. Don't bend the knee to America's wishes. Don't kiss the hand of the leaders of America. Stay out of that conflict. We need China. And the European nations have stated that. They need China. They need China's goods. They want China's money. China has promised them that they're going to build a One Belt Road to the north into Europe. But right now, because of the conflict in Ukraine, those plans have been scuttled. God's going to force China south to the Middle East. Then you have the United, the Arabs, the nations in the Middle East. They're beginning to break away from U.S. policies, breaking away from what they have been asked and paid to do. Saudi Arabia is refusing to up its oil production to send more cheap energy to America. Great strategy. Make the Americans pay more at the pump. At the same time, Saudi Arabia is going to supply the other nations that are going to work with Russia and China in this multipolar world and give them inexpensive fuel so they can build their economies. It's they're taking America's strategy. So, but now you have all these nations that are in dialogue with China. Russia right now, I'm sure Putin would want to have more dialogue with some of these nations, but he's involved making sure that the Nazis in Ukraine, that they are continued to be destroyed. There's no these reports that came out about the cracking, getting this information out of the military database. Russia is going to continue to win this war in Ukraine. I forgot to mention that already Poland and Hungary, these other nations, at one time, some of their land is now Ukrainian land. They want that land back. In the western part of Ukraine, you have many Polish people still living there, Hungarian people from the other nations. And in eastern Ukraine, it's basically Russian people. So Ukraine is going to be divided up. Ukraine can't win this war. They can't. And there's not enough money. There's not enough bullets, bombs, missiles, even American intelligence, surveillance. There's not going to be enough. The Bible says that the U.S. is not going to win in Ukraine, but actually Russia is going to change very shortly her strategy, and her strategy is going to be to move to the Middle East. So for today, that ends the program. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, you know the podcast, on 1360.com. Visit us here tomorrow, and I'll tell you the rest of the story, but I couldn't finish today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.